Yeah, I didn't forget. I'll meet you there tomorrow around 2-ish. Sound good? And then I can help you with all your shopping. Hey, don't worry about it. I told you. I'm the expert at picking out gifts. Besides, I know him better than you do. I think I'll know what he likes. Don't worry. I also got everything for the cake. He's gonna love it. It'll be the perfect surprise party. I'm telling you, it's fine. Don't stress about it. I've got it all figured out, okay? But listen, I really gotta get this assignment done before tomorrow. Can I call you back later? Alright. We'll talk soon, okay? Just please don't stress about it too much. It's really not a big deal. Alright. Bye. Oh, man. I can't believe this. Here I am talking to my best friend about planning a surprise party for someone I just introduced them to not too long ago. And I'm hating every second of it. Why am I getting so mad about this? I can tell that they're interested in him, I just... He wasn't even a part of our friend group before I met him in science. Why the hell are they so interested in him anyway? I mean, he's not even that good looking. But for some reason, they keep going on and on about how attractive he is. But look at me. I'm in great physical shape. I'm also really creative, and I'm the top of my class in almost everything. What does he have that I don't? Whatever, it's not like it matters. We've been best friends for years, and I don't want to ruin that. Just because I'm getting jealous for some stupid reason I don't even know why. It was nice to hear their voice, though. I feel like they haven't talked to me in weeks, because they've been too busy talking to him. We haven't even hung out as much as we typically do. Ugh, damn it, what's wrong with me? I need to get my shit together and focus. It's fine. They can like whoever they want to. I mean, it's not like we haven't been best friends since elementary school or anything. And then also in junior high and high school. And now college. I'm still gonna be their friend at the end of the day. Even if they end up going out with this guy. It's not gonna change anything between us. I'm fine. I just need to take a breath. And relax. But I can't stop thinking about them. It doesn't matter where I go or what I do. They're always at the front of my mind. Even if I go to the library, every single book I look at makes me think of them. Like it's a book that they might enjoy too. Same with playing video games or watching a movie. Or even just going to the grocery store. I think about their favorite snacks, or their favorite drink, or what they'd like for dinner. But we're not even dating. And hell, we've never even kissed. Oh, this is so embarrassing. Why can't I get them out of my head? Oh, damn it all. Just thinking about the way their voice sounds makes me... so... No, I can't. I need to stop. This is crazy. They're never gonna see me that way. So I need to just bury these feelings deep inside like I've always done. Come on. You can do it. Just stop thinking about them. Stop picturing them. Their hair. The The way their eyes light up when they talk to you. When they used to, anyway. The way they used to come running to you in the halls to give you a hug. Stop it. That's enough. I can't. I want them so bad. It hurts. Damn it. What was that? I thought I heard them call my name just now. But that's ridiculous. Hang on. There it is again. Wait a minute. There's no way. Did I really forget to hang up the phone? You're kidding. Shit. Hello? Oh, it is you. Damn it. Please tell me you didn't hear any of that. You heard it all. No, it's not what you think. I'm not jealous of you and my friend, honest. You can like whoever you want. Really. And this isn't about the surprise party either. I'm happy to do it. How I really felt. No, that's not... Please, just hear me out. Lying to you. No, I haven't. I swear, I didn't. I mean, I wasn't. Damn it all. You're not listening. Okay, fine. Yes, it's true. I've been getting a little bit jealous of how much time you've been spending with them over me. And I'm sorry. I know you're my best friend, and it's not normal for me to feel like that. I should just be happy for you. But honestly, I don't mean anything by it. Hurts me. Well, I can't just tell you the truth. Because I don't want to sway you in any way. I can't control you. I mean, I have no say in who you talk to or who you hang out with. I'm not the boss of you or anything. And I don't want to be. It just made me so mad, seeing the two of you together at the ice cream shop the other night. When that was something that me and you used to do together. So yeah, my feelings were hurt, and I got mad. And yes, jealous too. But can you blame me? You took him to our favorite place. Me and you have gone there together since we were kids. You didn't think for one second that that might upset me? You could have taken him anywhere else. Well, no, I guess. Just forget it. It's fine. Let's just forget that this conversation ever happened, okay? Because I said so. I'm what? How dare you? That would never make me... I mean... Maybe a little. But you weren't supposed to hear that either. And of course hearing your voice makes me excited. It always does. I just typically try to ignore it. But I promise it doesn't mean anything. You want me to what? Hey. Shh. You shouldn't say stuff like that. Especially not over the phone when anyone could hear you. And for your information, yes. It's still, I mean, you know. You seriously want me to? But after everything we just talked about. And besides, I thought you didn't feel that way for me. Just trying to help me out. Well, aren't you generous? Shh. Okay, fine, I'll do it. But you can't tell anyone about this. It has to be our secret, okay? All right. Yeah, give me a sec. There. I just had to grab something. Alright. I'm ready whenever you are. I can't believe you're talking me into doing this over the phone. Nothing. Just talking to myself. Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you, and much, much more. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.